Suspenders.
Okay. Any old fashioned words?
Galluses.
Okay. And if it was raining outside, you might carry a...
an umbrella.
Okay. And something that you put on the bed, the very last thing when you make it to bed, you put on the fancy.
A bedspread, or wait a minute, I've heard of the other name. Bedspread, wait just a minute. A counterpin.
Okay.
I think it's called
it.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Bedspread, counterpin.
Okay.
That's right.
Something that you put, have at the top of the bed that you put your head on.
The pillows.
Okay. And can you take a look?
Something else?
Yeah.
A bolster.
Okay. You say the bolster doesn't go halfway across the bed. It goes what across?
The bolster goes from one side to the other, clear across the head of the bed.
Okay. And this is something that you might put on there for warmth. It was something you pieced together a long time ago.
That could be a quilt. Or you can make a comforter by hand.
What's a comforter like?
You make the top of the quilt, then you put the cotton in there and you put the lining, then you put little decorative things on it to make it look like a comforter. Or you could use a, now, you're talking about something that's being made.
Yeah.
Yes, but that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, and if you had a lot of company over there, and there weren't enough beds for, you know, everyone, you might make a little sleeping
place. Well, we take a pallet on the floor.
Okay.
Have I slept on one? By choice. Because it was so hot and you had no fan and you had nothing, and I'd get out of bed and put my pillow at the door and lie there and go to sleep. Wake up the next morning, nobody bothered you.
Okay. You might say, we expect a big crop in that field this year because the soil was very
rich.
Or in other words,
the soil is very good.
Or starts with an F.
Fertile.
Okay.
Soil is fertile.
Okay, and name for flat, low-lying land along the stream, which is very rich.
Name the lower land. That is the creek bottom. The creek bottom. You have a creek running through.
Yes.
And that's the creek bottom.
Okay. And a field that might be good for nothing except for raising clover or alfalfa or grass. A low-lying grassland.
Well, now, the land that you are going to raise the clover and the alfalfa, that clover in itself is going to make that land fertile. It's going to serve two purposes. It's going to help, it's going to improve the land, and then you're going to use the top of the clover all to cut it as, what you call it, silage, to put in the soil for food. The land that has water standing on it.
Yes.
You want to know the name of that land?
Did you say marsh or bog?
It's more of a marshy, it's a marshy place. And it wouldn't be good land for cultivation. Usually you find blackberries and things, wild things growing in that type of land.
Okay, if you had a marsh and you were getting water off the marshes, you said that you were doing what?
How do you mean getting the water off? Are we draining it?
Okay.
I would be draining it.
And to drain it, you'd cut these little
ditches.
Okay. And